hour of the program. You can take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username lrn.fm. The We Tonight includes me, Ian.
And Brett.
Brett is here courtesy of the School Sucks Project. SchoolSucksProject.com. You can go there and get lots more Brett, plus others as well. Jason Osborne still part of the show over there. You've been doing Wes Bertrand stuff, too. Is that right?
Yeah, Wes Bertrand and I are doing a series on the Six Pillars of Self-Esteem, which is a book written by Nathaniel Brandon, famous objectivist psychologist.
Excellent.
And we're seven parts into that. You can hear...
Seven parts out of a six-part series? How's that work?
There's probably going to wind up being about 10 parts. Ah. We did the six pillars, and then there's like some appendices in the book that we're covering as
Neat.
Well.
Are you feeling more self-esteemy as a result of the review?
It's a good reminder. Like, you know, we're always told that self-esteem is something, I guess, that you have or you don't. And one way, great way to get it is by pleasing other people. I think we learn that from a very young age. You know, it's about meeting the expectations that are set out for us by teachers and parents and society. And there are standards that are already there, and if we meet those standards, we can feel good about ourselves. And self-esteem is really, you know, a practice that has several components, and all of those components need to be practiced. It's about action. It's not about possessing it or not. And, you know, if you understand each one of the six components, which are living consciously, like, you know, being real about what's going on, paying attention to what's going on. The second one, accepting what's going on. The third one, taking responsibility. The fourth one, being assertive, which, as we already mentioned, women find very attractive in men.
So said surreal.
Living purposefully. And personal integrity. Now, those are not things that you have or you don't.
You can cultivate that.
Yeah, you can cultivate that. And just by starting, obviously, with living consciously with those other five things in mind, try to practice them in any situation.
Well, right. Those all seem very internal to me. So I must not have learned all these external factors for self-esteem like you were suggesting that schools are trying to inculcate. Maybe I missed that class.
They're just mislabeling what self-esteem is.
Obviously, it's nice to help people, and that's going to be a feel-good thing when you do that.
Sure.
That's certainly important in life. But self-esteem really seems to be more like an internal process than anything else, and something that you can cultivate, getting rid of negative thoughts and focusing on more positive thoughts about yourself.
Well, yeah, the other thing, too, is that we live in a very culture that encourages a lot of self-sacrifice. In some ways that we've already talked about, one of the things that the objectivists were actually very good at pointing out is that we are really taught this idea of collectivism being better than individualism, you know, that you should sacrifice mm-hmm. yourself to the collective, that it's noble to do so. Some have gone as far to say that the greatest thing you could do is, like, die for your country. Yeah, that's crazy talk. So that is one thing you can hear on the show. Another is a man named Thaddeus Russell, who's actually getting a lot of play right now on mainstream media. He's on Fox Business pretty regularly, and he's a frequent guest on Sean Hannity's radio show.
Amazing.
All of a sudden. So we grabbed him just in time, just before he blew up from his book, A Renegade History of the United States.
SchoolSucksProject.com. Go get more of Brett there. We're talking, coming back now to the topic we actually started the show with. We got through two of the eight purported explanations, and what happened, explanations as to why some women have rape fantasies. This is from a meta-analysis of 20 studies from the last 30 or so years about women and rape fantasies that determine that between 31% and 57% of women have them, and that these fantasies are frequent or preferred in 9% to 17% of women. The first two reasons that they claim, and some of these reasons are contradictory, as we'll go through here. The first two was, desire for masochism and then sexual blame avoidance. The idea being that a woman, in this case, would have a rape fantasy because she's been taught that it's bad to want sex. It's, you're not supposed to want sex as a woman. And so this is a way for people who've had that particular viewpoint inculcated into them as children to escape from that, the grasp of that sort of societally inculcated viewpoint, and to experience some level of sexual freedom, even though it's bizarre. Manifestation of that, in that they have a rape fantasy, this as though that's the way they can have sex and not feel guilty about it, because they're supposed to be programmed to feel guilty about wanting to have sex.
Right.
It's kind of a strange explanation, but it kind of makes sense. But then the next one here, openness to sexual experience. This, by the way, is coming from psychologytoday.com. In some ways, this one's the opposite of the last one. And it doesn't explain rape fantasies so much as it describes the type of person who has them. If you're sexually open, you entertain a greater variety of fantasies. As one study described rape fantasy among these women, it's, quote, just one more expression of a generally open, positive, unrestrictive, and relatively guilt-free expression of one's sexuality.
I don't understand that at all after reading the one that came before it. Now, I mean, first of all, people should know Psychology Today, pretty reputable on a number of things. They have a great education blogs there, actually, about, you know, educational freedom and homeschooling. So it's a good site, and I've spent quite a bit of time there. But it seems like they're trying to cast the net wide here.
Well, they're cobbling together all of the information from all of these studies.
Okay.
So what they're acknowledging here is that one study may have revealed this, and another study claim this.
And we might be talking about two different types of people from two different backgrounds.
Perhaps.
Or sets of influences. One would lead to number two, and another set of backgrounds and influences would lead to number three.
Next one, desirability. Many women like to believe they're so attractive that men cannot resist the urge to overtake them. The evidence for this theory is suggestive, but not yet conclusive. The author of this article did a cover study in Psychology Today last year indicating that women with attachment anxiety, that is neediness, have more sexual fantasies featuring submission. So, again, some women may be having rape fantasies because they want to feel so desirable that a man cannot resist his urges. Next, male rape culture. Some have argued that women have been conditioned to buy into male fantasies of domination, but the prevalence of rape fantasies has not changed much in recent decades, even as gender roles have.
Right, and male domination is certainly nothing new, and this kind of relates to one of the things that I wanted to address before when we were talking about culture, mostly related to number two, and the impact of religion, especially Christianity, on America, and you could even say Islam on another part of the world today, that there is a great deal of effort and dogma dedicated to the subjugation of women. And one of the all I have as a theory is that women do have, if they want it, a lot of power over men that, you know, comes from their sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I hate to say power over is okay or is a good thing, because I don't like to talk and think that way.
Well, only have it if the man allows, if the man is desperate. I guess, you know, because a lot of guys will do anything to get sex. And in that case, then the woman has total power in that area. But if the man isn't as desperate, then they both come to more of an equal footing, I think, as far as, you know, give and take of sexuality.
Okay. So, yeah, if the man had just had sex like 5 minutes before, yeah, those kinds of advances might not be particularly effective on him. But we all know that we've seen both women use their sexuality to get things, and we've seen men respond to it. Certainly they do. So I think that the effort to subjugate women because men wanted to steal their power, and how that exactly started, I don't know, but religion certainly served that purpose for it's thousands of years.
It's still going.
It's still alive in America, and, you know, the Middle East is basically where America was around the time, in a lot of places, around the time of the Salem witch trials.
We'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts here. Rape fantasies, do you have them? Are you comfortable with talking about them? And again, this is talking about women. It doesn't mention men. What is the frequency of male rape fantasy? I don't have numbers on that. Does it happen? And are the males that are having those fantasies being raped, or the other way around? This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have non-24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for non-24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for non-24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for non-24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book. And it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you are invited to take control of the airwaves here, especially if you've got some comments on the rape fantasies that a number of women admit to having. We don't know about male rape fantasies. This article doesn't address that at all. But maybe there's something else out there that we could share about that if we find it. Psychology Today has summed up from a meta-analysis of 20 studies about female rape fantasies over the last 30 years. And we're kind of going through their summary of the 8 reasons why these things apparently are happening on a fairly frequent basis, to where 31 to 57% of women admit to having rape fantasies, and 9 to 17% of women say they are frequent or their preferred fantasy of all of their fantasies. We'll get back into more detail on that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE, or you can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. You also, if you care about online privacy, really need to take the time to look at ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network that encrypts your data, meaning that before your whatever web search you're looking for or the website you're trying to pull up, before that information reaches your internet service provider, it's encrypted. And it's then sent along to ProXPN servers. There it's de-encrypted and sent out to the rest of the internet. So essentially, your internet service provider becomes a pass-through. They're no longer able to gather data about you, as they currently likely are doing. They're probably storing the information that you give them, the websites you visit, the search terms you enter. They're probably storing that information for up to 5 years in some cases. So what do they do with that info? Maybe mine it for information, maybe sell it, maybe give it over to the government. Regardless of what they do with it, you probably don't want them to have that information. It's better if you can keep that info private, and ProXPN can accomplish that for you because they don't keep records of your online habits at ProXPN. So you get a tremendous amount of privacy for an incredibly low price, plus with their premium account. And by the way, they do have a premium or a free account, so you can just go to proxpn.com/FTL, download their app, and get started right away. But the free account is limited in some ways, and one of those ways is bandwidth limited. If you get the premium account for all of $5 a month with our discount code FTL20 when you buy the annual package, just when you get that real price breakdown, when you get their premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth. You also get servers around the world that you can connect to. You can privately torrent. You can also get past regionally blocked websites, maybe local, like an at-work block, or if you're at school, certain websites you can't get to. You got ProXPN on your device, you can get right around those things. ProXPN.com/FTL. There's an app for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices, and there's instructions available to get it working with Linux users. It's a little bit different if you're on Linux, but it's pretty simple. Just email their support department to get that information. Go to ProXPN.com/FTL, grab the app, get started, use promo code FTL20 to save that 20% for the lifetime of the account, and feel good because there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose with ProXPN except your privacy. So go to proxpn.com/FTL to get started. We're in the middle of the list here of purported reasons why it is that some women have erotic rape fantasies. And we're about halfway through the list. Next on the list here, biological predisposition to surrender. In many mammalian species, the male must pursue and subdue the female in order to mate. Women may be programmed to surrender to the successful dominant male. Just like many other theories in evolutionary psychology, this one makes sense, but has not been tested empirically.
There could be some biological hardwiring for that. But, you know, one of the things that we're trying to do is to, you know, use these brains to, in some cases, overcome
the biology.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you there, but that wouldn't necessarily, even though we're actively trying to overcome certain instincts that we might have as people, that doesn't mean that the thoughts won't come, right? Or in this case, the fantasies.
Yeah.
So even though, you know, anybody who's having this fantasy knows they don't want to actually experience
rape, yeah,
they keep having the fantasies.
Yeah, and sex is really not a time for, you know, let's be reasonable here. You know, that's not what it's about. It's about something else.
Next on the list, sympathetic activation. The sympathetic nervous system becomes engaged in times of stress or danger, activating a fight-or-flight response marked by increased heart rate, respiration, pupil dilation, and genital arousal. Just like on a roller coaster, fear and excitement go hand in hand. And that may, I think these last two kind of sound a little bit like what Surreal was saying earlier, that, you know, that this could be a natural response to the way things used to be, where rape was more common, you know, prehistoric times or something like that, and that that women would have to be prepared for that physically down there in order to prevent more damage from occurring, prevent their deaths. I mean, that's a shocking thing to think about.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they're suggesting that these studies might have actually suggested that. Next on the list, adversary transformation. In one survey of romance novels, which tend to be written by and for women, the lead female character was raped in 54% of them. The male heroes are usually rugged warrior types, and these books may illustrate a desire to conquer the heart of the rapist and tame him for marriage. Some of these are so weird, I don't even know what to say.
This is really tough. Some of these, I'm having
ladies,
a hard time.
Ladies, would love to get your input on
no
this.
No kidding,
even if it's at another night that you want to call in. Reaction to trauma is next on the list. This one's not mentioned in the study, but Brett Carr, a psychoanalyst who has conducted the largest survey of sexual fantasies ever, argues that most masturbatory fantasies are attempts to transform early difficult experiences into pleasure. So those who have been sexually abused may try to master their trauma by taming those experiences.
So that would kind of go against what we said before when we had, what was her name, Rose on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
That I would think that women who had this kind of experience and trauma would be less likely to think about such things, to fantasize about such
They're
things.
They're saying the opposite may be
I
true.
I would think.
Lazy. Yeah. The final one here, laziness. It's also not mentioned in the paper, but one writer, Tracy Egan, hints at this explanation in her essay entitled One Rape Please to Go, about hiring a male prostitute to play rape her. As a girl, she writes, my equipment can be trickier to manage. Therefore, I need to be a boss in the bedroom to ensure I get worked the right way. But it gets really tiresome always being the one in charge. I asked Carr, and this is the, I'm not sure who Carr is, I think that might be one of the studies of the author, of the author's studies, author of the study, rather, in this case. Let's see. No, I'm not sure where the name Carr comes from here.
It was Brett Carr?
Oh, right? Brett Carr.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, oh yeah, so he's the psychoanalyst who did the largest survey of sexual fantasies. So I asked Carr whether it's unhealthy to entertain rape fantasies, and he says at one point, or at one level, they pose little problem because they represent a highly normative part of female sexual fantasy. He said that many women have them, and most of these women easily distinguish between reality and fantasy. But in some cases, it may recapitulate forgotten abuse that hasn't been processed properly, or it may reflect masochistic tendencies. A woman should see a professional if she's troubled by her fantasies. Julie Shulman, a clinical psychology professor at Alliant International University who studied rape fantasies, told me, quote, the sexual and emotional health of such engagement can differ greatly. And she'd like to see more research on the topic. A little bit more here coming up, 855 450 free. You want to chime in here, get into the conversation. We'd love to hear from you, especially if you are a lady and you want to talk about actually having these things and how you've dealt with it, what it's like to even know you do that. It's Free Talk Live.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies, like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want here. Toll free, 855-453. Why is it that some women have rape fantasies? So far, we haven't heard from any of the lady listeners out there. Maybe either they don't have them as often as the studies are suggesting, or it's a very uncomfortable topic, and nobody really wants to talk about it, especially not the ladies in this case. 855-450-FREE, though. If you change your mind, you want to get on the phones here, you can bring up anything that you want. We're sharing an article from Psychology Today that is it's a kind of a look over, an analysis of 20 studies about female rape fantasy that have been done over the last 30 years. They go through a list of various potential reasons why it is that women have these rape fantasies. The article doesn't talk about male rape fantasy, and it doesn't really clarify whether or not these rape fantasies are being the victim of the rape or the rapist, but presumably it's about being a victim of the rape. And a little bit more of the analysis here from psychologytoday.com. We'll continue that in a moment. Also want to invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You want to get quick access to live streams, the podcast, and the webcam. You can now do all that from our mobile site at m.freetalklive.com. That's m like mobile .freetalklive.com. So question from the author here at psychologytoday.com. Should women share their rape fantasies with their partners? Question was answered by one of the this is the guy who Brett Carr did probably the largest, apparently the largest study on the subject. But anyway, obviously, quote, a loving, committed, sympathetic man would respond delicately and sensitively to such news, but a more sadistic partner with conscious or unconscious sadism towards a woman might use the information more destructively. One must proceed cautiously. I asked my friend Rachel Kramer Bussell, an editor at Penthouse, who has written about rape fantasies for The Village Voice, whether she thought it was unhealthy to act them out with men. She says it's not unhealthy per se, saying, quote, at the end of the day, the woman has control over it, and it can be hot to give yourself over completely to someone within that context, knowing that you can trust them. She added that it's probably a tricky fantasy for men, as that is something that is inculcated into them not to do. I have to say that, you know, if my partner said anything at all about, you know, wanting to be raped, just like fantasy raped, I would be very disturbed and not want to have anything to do with it.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, it's something that you'd want to talk about. I should say that I would want to talk about with a person if they did, but I've never gotten any inkling that this was something that people, that anyone that I've been with was interested in.
Well, that's a good, you know, the question would be, if they were having those fantasies, would they tell you about it?
Yeah, that's true. Would they even, you know, acknowledge it themselves? It's a dark subject. Yeah.
Exactly. I covered a study supporting such inhibition in the April issue of Psychology Today. It showed that men are slower to recognize words associated with dominance if they've been primed with sex-related words. Pretending to rape someone, Rachel says, is a lot of responsibility to assume. And if you're dealing with a woman who does have a history of sexual abuse in her past, it's extra thorny. Paul Yohannides, author of The Wonderful Guide to Getting It On, raises a couple of good points in a post on his own blog. First, in most rape fantasies, the guy is a hunk and the woman isn't terrified or disgusted. If the rape in these fantasies is nothing like real rape, is it still a rape? The authors of the paper that I reviewed addressed this issue. They note that the difference between erotic and aversive rape fantasies, the second type involving ugly, violent rapists and not much arousal, most rape fantasies, as the other author, Jonidis, correctly notes, fit in the first category, that is the erotic rape fantasy, not the aversive one. But there are some constants. The authors write that rape fantasies contain three key elements: force, sex, and non-consent. They go on. Clearly, in actual rapes, minimal resistance and female sexual arousal do sometimes occur, and their occurrence would not render the encounter a seduction rather than a rape. Second, Jonas writes that the woman with the fantasy is in control because she's the one scripting the scenario, so consent is implied by definition. Here's how the authors address this apparent contradiction. They say, quote, individuals exert control over the contents of their own fantasies, but these activities are against the will of her self-character in the fantasy. So whether, as Jonas argues, erotic rape fantasy is a contradiction in terms depends on how one conceives of the relationship between one's self and one's fantasy self. As you may recall, Kurt Cobain addressed this prickly epistemological paradox in the 1990s with one of his songs, Rape Me. So that's the info there from Psychology Today. Some level of insight, some level of confusion, some level of contradiction in assessing why it is that women, some women, are having rape fantasies.
Yeah, and I have to apologize, and I think it probably came through that I had just a terribly difficult time speaking about this with, you know, clarity, because I really just don't know. And it's a hard thing to talk about. You were right when you introduced it and said it was disturbing.
It's never happened to me. I've never had any sort of fantasy about that, about any level of domination, physical domination. It's just not who I am. I wonder how common this is for males. That's another side of the story that we're not getting here.
Yeah, and, you know, honestly, also from porn, we can see now, you know, everyone's done their own level of research into porn, but
sure,
what seems to be a consistent theme in porn is that the woman wants it, just like
wants to be dominated.
No. The woman wants the sex so bad. She wants that experience so bad, and the man is often the one who's like, oh, I don't know. It's my, no, you know, my mom, you know, yeah, my girlfriend might come home. And she's like, forget about your girlfriend. I need you, you know, so badly right now. And so that doesn't, what seems to play in porn most of the time doesn't line up with this at all, from my experience, anyway.
Your thoughts are welcome here, 855-450-FREE. And also, if you've got a story that you can point us to about male rape fantasy, I would be interested in kind of getting the other side of the coin, whether or not males are more likely to have a rape fantasy about being a rapist or about being raped. I wonder if that's, if there's a discrepancy there, what portion of men are having fantasies in one way versus the other. And again, how do you get a guy to admit that he has a fantasy like that?
Yeah.
That's got to be pretty difficult. I mean, it's probably difficult enough to get a woman to admit having a rape fantasy about being a victim. So very disturbing territory here. And we're going to move on into something more positive about things, 30 of them. We're through five as of the last few weeks. Things to stop doing to yourself. And we will get into that here in moments. But Nathan is on the line first on Skype. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Brett.
Hey.
Hi, Nathan.
I had two questions about this this study. The first one is, I guess I'll find out when I read it, but when they say rape, what exactly does that mean? Is that because you could imagine like a bunch of different – you could imagine a continuum of things, right? Like maybe someone enjoys being, I don't know, wearing handcuffs or something. And
no, that's an interesting thing because, I think it's safe to say, even though I've never had the experience, rape in real life is definitely horrifying and traumatizing. And when it's put into fantasy like this, and the article made a good point towards the end that in the fantasy, the woman is in control because it's her fantasy. So in other words, it might play into something similar to like S&M, where,
well, that's what I was getting at.
There's a safe word.
There's like a continuum of things from, I get, because it sounds like they're just talking about horrible, violent things that no one would want to experience. But
the common key elements, the authors of the study, this meta-analysis of 2020 studies, say that the rape fantasies contain three key elements: forced sex and non-consent. And so, obviously, when you're talking about S&M, there's consent involved. I mean, people know up front in an S&M encounter what the rules are going to be, the safe word is going to be, what is expected to likely happen in that encounter. Consent is involved from the very beginning. The rape fantasy would, by definition, involve no consent. But if you want to stand by, Nathan, we can bring you back for further discussion. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything here on Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Question I asked on Facebook about these supposed rape fantasies that so many women are allegedly having. We'll share some of your responses here in moments, including one from a lady. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. You can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And with you in the studio, it's Ian here.
And Brett.
We were actually going to bring Nathan back on the line with us, but also want to invite you to freetalklive.com and have you check out a variety of features there. We give you all kinds of stuff. And you can, if you want, support the show in a few different ways. If you like the fact that we give you the archives for free and the webcam and all the everything on our website is free, you can support Free Talk Live by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is you send $5 a month in via any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on the front page of our website. And then that $5 a month is going to be doubled for the next several months. We've got some generous matching contributors that have stepped up to match up to $950 a month in contributions. We haven't quite reached that goal yet. We're still a couple hundred bucks away from reaching that, so anything that you donate at this point, if you donate $5 a month, it's going to be matched. If you do $25 a month, that'll be matched as well. And it makes a big difference for us. It allows us to reach out to new radio stations, get new stations on board with Free Talk Live, bring new internet listeners on board through our Google AdWords that we're doing right now. You can help us with that. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us when you do that. You'll be sending us to Talkers Magazine's convention that they have coming up here in June. We're going there to New York City to schmooze it up with the big wigs in talk radio, and that's paid for by AMP dollars. So you can help us out and get the show on more stations and in more ears. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks too, like access to the AMP only call-in lines, AMP only forum, as well as the brand new AMP only Facebook group. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. More coming up here on the subject of rape fantasies. One psychologist over at Psychology Today questions whether or not these are actually really rape fantasies. We'll get into his response to the article that we read earlier on the show tonight here in a little bit. And then still to come, the 30 things stop doing to yourself. But Nathan's still with us here on Skype. Go ahead with your thoughts, Nathan.
I was going to say during the last segment, I actually had a friend of a friend who was somewhat into this kind of thing. She liked apparently, I was told by my friend that she liked to wear handcuffs or whatever.
It's totally different. I don't even think it's the same league.
It's like a simulated coerced act. If you follow me, it's like you're pretending it's a rape, I guess.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of wobble on the word rape here, I guess, because one of the things when I compared it to S&M, it was only in the sense of the fantasy that it is the creation in the woman having the fantasy's head. Right. So there is a way out, but.
Right, but even there, the way out is like, what do they call it? Like the safe word? Like
yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. Yeah. Right? Yeah, the woman is in charge of, just like in S&M is consensual, you know? So there, it's safe in a way.
Yeah, but it's still, I guess I'm not sure what your answer means then, because you're still simulating a coerced act.
I understand that.
My head around.
Yeah, I understand that.
And,
go ahead.
I was going to say, secondly, do you agree with Stefan Molyneux's points around this? Because he kind of draws these comparisons.
What are his points?
He draws a comparison a lot of times between S&M and trauma. And I can see where he's coming from, but I'm not sure I agree 100% on that. Well, what's your
meaning? Like they've been abused in the past, and so that's why they're into S&M? Is that what you're
saying? Right. That is basically completely abnormal, contrary to this article, which is basically postulating there's some kind of biological basis for kind of having these weird, well, I shouldn't say weird, but these fantasies about being coerced in sexual ways.
You know, that sounds very, very similar to what I might have heard Dr. Drew advocate on Loveline years ago, that somebody who is abused will sort of manifest that abuse in sexual, you know, depravity or whatever. But on the other hand, I bet you can find examples of people who never were abused who are into freaky stuff.
Well, here's my experience.
Right, like my friend of a friend was not abused, but that's why I'm not completely on board with that. But what do you think, Brett?
Okay, my experience from 2002 to 2004, I was the lead teacher of a specialized campus in a boarding school, and the campus was set up essentially to isolate kids who had what was called sexually reactive behavior issues, meaning that they had a really heightened sensitivity to anything sexual. And it had started when they were sexually abused. Mm. What we found, or what I found while I worked there, from looking at a lot of their case files, was that they would have experienced a, you know, molestation or some other kind of abuse at a certain age by somebody else at a certain age. So if they were 6 and they were sexually assaulted by somebody who was, say, 14, when the time came that they were 14, they would seek out somebody very close to the age of 6 and replicate that behavior in an attempt to normalize it, or maybe even in an attempt to steal their power back from the original perpetrator of their sexual assault. So... yeah, I think that past traumas definitely can lead to deviant is too soft a word for sexually assaulting somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, and I saw this a lot. So the psychologist who worked with me on the clinical aspects, as we tried to align the clinical and educational aspects of the program, he said it's very much like clockwork. It's like
every
clockwork.
Time.
He said it happens so often that it is you could basically set an alarm to it.
Hmm. Nathan, any thoughts?
No. Wow, that's really unfortunate. Yeah. I'm sorry that where was that program? Was that in the United States or?
All I can say is it was in Vermont.
Thanks for the call tonight, Nathan. Appreciate hearing from you. Story to follow up. This is a response to the article we were reading earlier, also at Psychology Today. Different author, Paul Yonitis, recently read Matt Hudson's excellent post, Why Do Women Have Erotic Rape Fantasies? It got me thinking more about rape fantasies and why I don't think there's any such thing That's because when we talk about rape fantasies, we don't define our terms. If you ask women who have rape fantasies to describe the man who's raping them, he puts that in quotes, you'll find he's not exactly what we picture when we think about the average rapist, unless the guy's been spending 6 hours a day in the prison weight room or reads Shakespeare to Bubba, his cellmate. Look at the buffed-out dude on the book cover that was included to illustrate the article. It was a, kind of a romance novel cover. We're talking a serious bodice-ripping hunk. I don't think that's the image that emerges when police or emergency room personnel ask victims of rape to describe the man who just raped them. The fact is, the guy who's doing the raping, again in quotes, in a lot of women's fantasies of forced sex is someone who she might want to have sex with anyway. Often missing is the terror, violence, confusion, rage, and disgust that makes rape, rape. The woman with a fantasy is in control by virtue of who she has raping her, or because she's the one scripting the scenario, while control is the last thing that a woman who's being raped has any of. Even if the woman's rape fantasy involves her being degraded or humiliated by an anonymous aggressor or gang of gross guys with missing front teeth, her fantasy doesn't make her fear men in real life like an actual rape often does. It doesn't make her afraid to go out of doors. Even if her fantasy is a way of processing something overwhelming from her past, we would never suggest she walk alone at night in dangerous places to get a first-hand opportunity to enjoy her fantasy. And even if the depth psychologists would say that is one part of her mind really is being raped, they still can't get around the caveat that another part of her mind remains in control. Of course, I'm sidestepping what might be the various cultural, religious, and perhaps biological reasons for why so many women have sexual fantasies where they are taken by a man instead of being the taker. But unless you're a radical feminist, I think you can see that there is a significant difference between that and the realities of an actual rape. So, is it really rape that we're talking about when we say a woman has rape fantasies? He says he doesn't think so. I would suggest that for most women, erotic rape fantasy is a contradiction in terms, even for those women whose fantasies of being raped include terror, degradation, and unwanted force.
I can't imagine that anybody fantasizes about having acts of aggression committed.
That's why it's
them.
Such a shocking topic to discuss. And I like what Sharif, who actually linked me to this on our Facebook page, says about this. He kind of sums up that whole article by saying that they're more likely submission fantasies. They're fantasies about the kind of man, the kind of scenario to in which a woman wants to submit. That seems more realistic to me.
Sure. Yeah.
855-450-FREE. If you are a lady, though, and you want to comment, we've got a full hour remaining here. Hour number 3's on the way. Coming up, we'll get positive with 30 things to stop doing to yourself. It's Free Talk Live.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Lumber Liquidators' once-a-year hardwood flooring clearance sale is going on now. This is the biggest flooring event of the year with 5 days of historic hardwood flooring deals like top-quality clearance flooring for just 19 cents a square foot, gorgeous Aberdeen birch engineered hardwood, and even horizontal natural bamboo for just $1.49. Plus, more deals at your local store. So go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find a store nearest you. But hurry, their famous April sale ends Monday the 28th.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.